Hillbilly Heaven. Support comes from you and from Global Natural Foods, importers and distributors of healthful ingredients to the food and beverage industries. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's 24 degrees outside of our studios, and we're in Jeffersonville, New York. This is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. Award-winning hydro-powered radio. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. On a snowy white Valentine's Day, celebrating the 25th anniversary of WJFF, there's hearts and flowers everywhere. It's so fun. It's sunshine. It's the word love.
Shines like the poet's endless rhyme, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails, like on seashores there are shells, like the time that always tells. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. So, if it's special, then with it why aren't we as careful as making sure we dress in style, posing pictures with a smile, keeping danger from a child. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. So, if it's magic, why can't we make it everlasting? Like the lifetime of the sun, it will leave no heart undone, for there's enough for everyone.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life I love you more. For people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life I love you more.
love you more.
Yes, they need no introduction. Nobody can play Beatles songs the way that the Beatles do. And nobody can write love songs better than John Lennon and Paul McCartney. You know, they shared all their songwriting credits, but they had no problems laying claims to different songs. And John Lennon let us know in no uncertain terms that he wrote In My Life. And the first song we heard, The Word Love, that was John Lennon's song as well. And in the middle there, we heard another songwriter, you know, If It's Magic by Stevie Wonder from Songs in the Key of Life. And so today's program, it's Valentine's Day. So sending much love out to you, my listeners, and to everyone in the WJFF audience. Yeah, it's great to be a part of this family. And it's fun to celebrate something like this on Valentine's Day with you. Some of the most beautiful music written. You know, it's all about love and hearts and flowers. And John Lennon, we just heard two of his most beautiful songs. Paul McCartney released an album in 2012 called Kisses on the Bottom. That actually is referring to kisses at the bottom of a letter. But it does have a kind of a humorous title to it. It's a beautiful album. And he wrote a song called My Valentine. We're about to listen to that song. But I kind of wanted to read to you what he said about how he wrote the song. So here's Paul McCartney. This is the liner notes from Kisses on the Bottom. I was in Morocco with Nancy, who's now my wife, and we were having a nice holiday, but it was raining rather a lot. And I said, "A pity it's raining." And she said, "It doesn't matter. We can still have a good time." And I'm like that, too. I don't mind at all. So there was an old piano, slightly out of tune, in the foyer of the hotel. And there was this lovely Irish guy who knew so much old stuff, really deep stuff, like Beautiful Dreamer and If You Were the Only Girl in the World. Again, stuff from my dad's era. I used to enjoy listening to him in the evenings, and he put me in mind of that genre. So one afternoon when it was raining, I was in that foyer, and without anyone noticing, except a couple of waiters who were clearing up, I sat at the piano and started knocking around this little tune, kind of in the style that I knew he played in. What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was going to shine. And there was my Irish buddy sitting right behind me. He'd been listening to me all the time. Ah, that's great. A little vote of confidence in the song. When I played it to Tommy, he said, "Yeah, I love it. Great." So we did that one. And eventually I had the pleasure of working with Eric Clapton, who put a lovely acoustic guitar part on. And by the way, I forgot to mention the important ingredient. The day I wrote it was Valentine's Day. A fairly important fact. It was our very first dance. Very romantic.
What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine. And she was right. This love of mine, my Valentine. As days and nights would pass me by, I'd tell myself that I was waiting for a sign. Then she appeared, a love so fine, my Valentine. And I will love her for life. I will never let a day go by without remembering the reasons why. makes me certain that I can fly. And so I do, without a care. I know that someday soon the sun is gonna shine, and she'll be there, this love of mine, my Valentine. What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine, and she was right, this love of mine, my Valentine. Gotta give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, and that's the glory of love. Now laugh a little, cry a little, until the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we've got the world and all its charms. And when the world is through with us, we've got each other's arms. You gotta win a little, lose a little, always have the blues a little. 'Cause that's the story of, yeah, that's the glory of love. That's the story of, And that's the glory of love. Cause that's the story of, and that's the glory of love. The milkman says that I've been losing too much sleep. He doesn't like the hours I keep, and he suggests that you should marry me. My very good friend, the mailman, says that it would make his burden less if we both had the same address, and he suggests that you should marry me. Then there's a very friendly fellow who prints all the latest real estate news, and every day he sends me blueprints of cottages with country views. All my very good friends, the neighbors say that they've been watching little things I do, and they perceive that I love you. So I suggest that you should marry me. Fellow who prints all the latest real estate news, and every day he sends me blueprints of cottages with country views. All my very good friends, the neighbors say that they've been watching little things I do, and they perceive that I love you. So I suggest that you should marry me.
So that's right, Paul McCartney has asked you to marry him. Happy Valentine's Day. I love this album. It's released in 2012, Kisses on the Bottom. And it really shows us that Paul McCartney is an incredible singer. He covers a lot of songs on this album. And My Very Good Friend, The Milkman, was written by Johnny Burke and Harold Spina. Right before that, we heard That's the Story and the Glory of Love. And it's wonderful because Diana Krall plays the piano and does a lot of the arrangements. And we started that set with Paul's original composition called My Valentine with Eric Clapton on guitar. And that happened to be the London Symphony Orchestra accompanying Sir Paul. That was recorded at Avatar Studios in New York. And then the orchestra was recorded at Abbey Road Studios in London. We've heard of that place. So it's wonderful to hear Paul acknowledge, he has a lot to say in the liner notes, acknowledging, you know, the influence of the music of his father's generation on him. And there's another songwriter who I love, and it seems like she has an old school style, Kate and Anna McGarrigle. have written some beautiful love songs from their album from 1975. Love can often be a puzzle, and it's an endless search to find the missing pieces. And then when you finally come together, it might not be what you expect. It's the jigsaw puzzle of life.
Like the seeds of the weeds in an autumn wind, we met out in midair and fell together in a patch of ground and grew to be a pair. But no. Our scene is pastoral, not evil like our minds, and not fun to be in sometimes. We want a change from the fields and the skies, and crave some thoughts or some lines. We were like interlocking pieces jigsaw puzzle of life. Interlocking pieces in the jigsaw puzzle of the use of my heart is on that ship out in mid-ocean. And it's only love, and it's only love. And it's only love, and it's only love. And it's only love, and it's only love. And it's only love, and it's only love.
Kate and Anna, It's Only Love. Oh, such beautiful music. And we all know that love resides in the heart. And Heart Like a Wheel, a beautiful song. We also heard Jigsaw Puzzle of Life. Kate and Anna released that album, Kate and Anna McGarrigle, in 1975. And, you know, you're searching for love, and it's a puzzle. And if you find yourself alone on a Valentine's Day, you can always come down here to the studios at WJFF and join us. We're having cake. We're having hot dogs. We're having baklava and all kinds of delicious food that has been prepared by some of the people, our volunteers here at the radio station. So it is an open house, and it's happening today, and we're celebrating 25 years. How long have you been listening to us? Yes, WJFF. So, find a heart that you can speak to in the language of your own soul. That's what David Crosby recommends.
Find a heart that you can speak to in the language of your own soul. In the stillness of the water, find the peace to make you whole. A passage to illumination, pulling light from the black of coal. Make it work like touching skin. Make it open so you can reach it. Make it breathe, make it sweat. Go as deep as you can get. In a whisper, in a shout, say it how you want it said to you. In a voice so free of doubt, all your victories are ringing true. Breath rising to the surface, ascending slowly into the blue. Make it work like touching skin. Make it open so you can reach it. Make it breathe, make it sweat. Go as deep as you can get. Make it work like touching skin, the eyes of a lover and the words of a friend. All the goodness that lies within is lying just around the bend. When you find this heart of yours, keep it close enough to hear its cry. Miles of stone to reach the core, a million answers
itching skin. Make it open so you can reach it. Make it breathe, make it sweat. Go as deep as you can get.
Build a wall that nothing can highway and walked along the cliffs above the sea. And we wondered why and imagined it was someday. And that is how the future came to be. Dazzling blue, roses red, fine white linen to make a marriage bed. And we'll build a wall that nothing can break through, and dream our dreams of
Paul Simon. That song is called Dazzling Blue, and it's from So Beautiful or So What? And that was released in 2012. And I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. And today is Valentine's Day. We heard from David Crosby, find a heart that you can speak to in the language of your own soul. And so love does resides in the heart, but sometimes, you know, it's in your head, it's in your mind, is it in your heart, is it in your soul? Chris Martin has some observations about love from the Ghost Stories album, Always in My Head.
gets fat. Open the door to your heart.
All right.
Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, and Love Is All You Need, and a little bit of community radio doesn't hurt either. I hope you enjoyed our special program today. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. RiverReporterOnline.com. It's just a couple of seconds before 4 in the afternoon. I'm showing 24 degrees here at our studios. And this is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH Monticello, New York, award-winning hydro-powered radio. We're streaming online at WJFFradio.org. I've got 24 degrees here. We do have a winter weather advisory, which is in effect until 7 a.m. on Sunday, and a wind chill warning in effect from Sunday morning all the way through